going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WrestleMania 41 in Vegas.
Whew.
It's a big weekend for the... What is it again?
The Showcase of the Immortals.
The Showcase Jones. Of the Immortals. Yeah. That's exactly what I was looking
the
for.
The two-night affair.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
It is one of the greatest days on the sporting calendar, according to some.
That's right. Me.
You.
And our next guest.
And our next guest here, joining us on Jones and Keefe. An expert, because I am far from an expert when it comes to this. Jason Rossi for a preview of WrestleMania 41. What's going on, Rossi?
Gentlemen, I got one question for you before we begin.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Because it is WrestleMania weekend, baby. We are so hyped. The wrestling community, Jones, don't play this. It's not for you. Like the Masters, boring. You know, you wait till like Sunday. You need That's people right. to make horrible putts like I do at my local putt around mm-hmm. here to miss to make yeah. it exciting. No, no, no. This is going to kick off 2 days, not one, count yeah. it two. Days of full action, over 9 hours, not all of wrestling, there's previews and all that,
sure.
but 9 hours each day. This is the biggest event of the calendar year. Super Bowl, one day.
That's right.
WrestleMania, two
yes.
days.
Two greater than one, agreed.
Super Bowl of wrestling, or is the Super Bowl the WrestleMania of football? Some have
now
sort of said.
You're speaking my language.
all right, there's so many different places to start here, Rossi. Let me ask with this: it's John Cena's final run. It's his last run. He turned heel for the first time in his career. He's been a wrestler for over 20 years. He's flipped heel. How has this storyline been? Do you think it's was the right call?
Yeah, the local boy gone bad. Who would have thought? Heel early in his career, and it hasn't been in the longest time. To be 100% transparent, I'm a jacked up wrestling fan, pretty positive. It's like, yeah, it's all right. Like,
oh, no.
You know, it's like one of those.
Oh, no.
It's the promos have been fine. I just don't feel like we've had to sink our teeth into it. I feel like where the product is today on Netflix, you know, SmackDown's on USA Tonight, it's like 3 hours. It's like literally like 40 hours of wrestling over the next 2 days, but 3 days. But I will tell you this. I think the match itself, what's going to happen when John Cena is going up against Cody Rhodes, who won the title last year at WrestleMania, when they're in the ring together, it's kind of like the modern day John Cena and Cody Rhodes versus now heel Cody Rhodes. Now heel John Cena. It's going to be reminiscent of when Rock and Hogan squared off at WrestleMania 18, where it's more just like the two of them in the ring together, where one's a heel, one's a babyface. The crowd's going to be into it. I think it's going to... The payoff at the end, I think, is going to be worth it. I don't think so far he hasn't been – we haven't seen enough of John Cena. He's only been on TV like 3 times since that happened. So the build, meh, but the payoff, I think, is going to be there, and people should be locked into their Peacock come Sunday night to see Rhodes versus Cena.
So, Keys, you're making a face.
Yeah, I'm making – well, so my thing, and I think I'm in the minority here, I'm not a big Cody Rhodes fan. I don't really understand the attachment to him. I'm ready for somebody else to be – champion, but people like him. Like, I've tuned in for some of the promos. The crowd does still go crazy for him and his theme song and everything else. But is Cena going to win this, take the belt off him, and then give it up to somebody else? Or who's going to win this?
So the way it's breaking down here for Cena, this is his last year. So he's not done at WrestleMania. This is his final WrestleMania. In December, He says he's hanging up the jorts, just like the both of you two from 20 years ago.
That's right.
He's hanging up the jorts. He's no longer going to be wrestling. He'll still be a part of the company. So this heel turn, you can't go heel and change everything you've built to not win. I think he wins on Sunday. The Rock's involved for some, God bless, on Sunday, Easter. Do celebrate my family. Let them know right now, 3 o'clock, don't talk to me. Celtics, right to WrestleMania. But I think, and Travis Scott is somehow involved with this. Why? I don't know. But I think he'll be involved with this as well. But Cena wins come Sunday night. And I think we're going to see heel-dominant Cena for most of the year for Cody, which... Keith, I think you are in the minority. I think as a wrestling fan, he's everything a wrestling fan wants. Mm. He seems like he cares. He's actually left the company. He's done stuff, different conversation. But I think he's going to be on the chase now, which always is, you know, kind of like in like sitcoms in the 90s. Like, will they, won't they? Like, the chase is always worth
Kelly and Zach, classic Kelly and Zach. Oh. You couldn't put them together because everybody gave up on it. You needed them to be apart. So you mentioned Travis Scott in there. Now, famously, he was there when Cena went heel. He was in the ring with The Rock. And so we talked about this on the show, actually. So he was supposed to just like be in the ring and kind of like drag Cody Rhodes over and maybe get like a fake shot in there. He didn't know what he was doing. He was like grabbing his arm. Cena had to do everything. He was like picking him up and they're like, dude, what are you doing? And then he actually kind of slap punched Cody a couple of times. Cody's face is all messed up.
Did he, like, shatter his eardrum or something?
Yeah, I think he
like
busted
that,
his eardrum or something.
Yeah.
So is there like
an eardrum that night because Travis Scott had probably didn't want to return home and not say he laid one in there. But I don't understand. I'll be 100% honest, whether you're a wrestling fan, whether it's you guys just popping in, Jones, I don't know your history with wrestling. You probably saw that because it was all social media, mm-hmm. hence the reason they did it. But literally just no story before that, no story since. So I think you will eventually get something there.
But, like, there's no way. Is there a scenario where Cody is actually going to, like, mess up Travis Scott? Like, is there any chance, like, he gets in the ring and they're like, oh, I let that one go by accident. Sorry. Like, there's probably no real chance of that.
Part of me wants to say yes. If this is, like, 1985, yes, it would happen. No, in today's world, absolutely not. I think it's one of those things that, listen, like, there's a lot of handshakes after, my bad, and we've got to move on because they're all making way too much money to be physically harming each other.
It's a WrestleMania preview with Jason Rossi here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. So you said you know my history with wrestling. I'm not the biggest wrestling guy, okay? That doesn't mean I won't watch. For people like me that maybe have not been the biggest WrestleMania fans, or wrestling fans rather, to tune in for WrestleMania, it doesn't sound like you're the most jazzed up about at least the buildup to this match. Why should I tune in?
Great question. So it's because it's two nights. And I truly mean that. Like, you can say, like, well, what does that matter? First of all, you got a card, 7 matches each night. There's more than just that main event. You also have CM Punk, this is his first return to the ring at WrestleMania since he left over a decade ago. So you're going to get him versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. Those are 3 of your biggest names in the company. To tie into the sports fans here, Roman Reigns had a tryout, at least in the NFL for a while. He's been like the face of the company over these past few years, was champion for over 1,000 days. So you get that match. You get maybe a classic from a lot of our childhood, somehow still going, Rey Mysterio fighting in a match against a masked wrestler who is going under like a different name. It's a weird story, but nonetheless, you get Rey Mysterio. You get an incredible story where you have Charlotte Flair, the daughter of Ric Flair, going up against a kind of like a bright star, a hot up and coming Tiffany Stratton, and they've gotten very personal. So if you want to give that one as Keith would say, give that one a bang on the old X or
let
a
me
gong.
Stop
I don't even know what that
Rossi,
means.
Rossi, let me stop you right there.
Please. Let me bang it.
So this is good stuff. So this is also where
Flair
scripted,
and who?
Tiffany Stratton.
Okay, I'm in.
Tiffy time.
Yeah, give that one. Yeah, Jones, let's see how you feel after you see Tiffany Stratton.
Okay,
let's see how you feel about her.
Okay, hang on. Let me bang.
I'm Team Tiffy on this one. I think Charlotte's yesterday's papers, Rossi. And so this one's pretty fascinating because it very much blends the line, what's real, what isn't. They all obviously – we know wrestling's predetermined. You don't have to text us that it's fake. It's predetermined. They have scripts and things like that, but they go off script. So Charlotte, apparently, as the story goes, kind of went off script, kind of started to attack Tiffany Stratton, to which point verbally, and then Tiffany Stratton kind of returned serve, and they were saying stuff that they weren't really supposed to say. Tiffany Stratton brought up Charlotte Flair's real-life 3 divorces
She apparently is 0-3 when it comes to marrying.
It's not great.
She's the Elizabeth Taylor of wrestling is what it comes down to. She's looking for the right guy. Okay. It hasn't happened yet. And then Charlotte kind of ended that promo by saying something about Tiffany's boyfriend being in her DMs. It was a whole thing.
Oh, boy.
So how much real
heat? It was a real mess. And the best way to put it is that's the stuff, though, if I'm just to talk to the Joneses of the world.
Yeah, talk to me.
Kind of like, I know WrestleMania. I got to, like, maybe they have Peacock as a part of their subscription, wherever they're from. That's something that, like, there's real reality built into this. That is not part of a story. This is, like, broken down. Like, nowadays, you said it. There's no, with the word kayfabe, like, we all know it's a scripted product. It's the entertainment. But still, at moments, these people are physically, like, working with each other and have to get together. And they might not like each other. And these are two who really do not like each other. So it's going to bring a little bit of that extra realism into the story. So I think that match is actually one to kind of see how does it play out. Like, how does their chemistry in the ring, just like actors' chemistry or a team like the Boston Celtics, their chemistry on court, like, it's all kind of related in that sense. And I think that one's going to be very, very fascinating to watch, and that's on Saturday night.
I'm doing some good show prep over here.
You're looking at some stuff?
Tiffany Stratton, yeah. I'm busy in my show prep.
You're in on that.
Yeah.
So forget about Katy Perry. You can get your 3.5 minutes back with her.
Now, the main event on Saturday night is a triple threat match. Roman Reigns, CM Punk, Seth Rollins. What I don't really get, Paul Heyman's great. Like, he's a great manager. But from what I've seen, I haven't watched every single second of this, Rossi, but basically he was with Reigns forever. He used to be with Punk. Now he's with Punk again. He has some weird relationship with Rollins. It seems like they're, like, over-hyping the importance of Paul Heyman. What's going on in this one?
Yeah, Paul Heyman's almost the title belt of this match for some odd reason.
It's very strange.
You mentioned Zach Morris earlier. He was known for, like, the phone, the Zach Morris phone. It's also some circles known the Paul Heyman phone when he was coming up in the business. He used to have that big 80s phone. But, yeah, he has been just, like, an integral part of the creative. He's also just excellent on the mic, one of the best stick men in the business. So is CM Punk, different style. But the whole thing behind this is, yeah, it's kind of like the trust of Paul Heyman and how he's been aligned with Roman Reigns for the last over 1,000 days when he had his title run. CM Punk is his quote-unquote best friend. They had history with each other. So he's kind of like this middle piece. It's not the most intriguing, like, story in that way. It's more just the drama of it. I think that match will be excellent. I think those guys all want to steal a show, and this is also CM Punk's first WrestleMania main event. If you are a two-night main event type of person, there's two. So that kind of drives into his story, and that's the reason he left this company and left wrestling for a long time, because that's something he thought he earned.
Mm-hmm. I feel like CM Punk,
he's getting paid there.
But he doesn't look right. Like, I feel like he's going to get hurt again.
Tiny?
Well, he's small. He's always been kind of small. But now he's, like, old and small. And he seems like he's kind of ginger. Like, he, like, came out the other day just to sort of confront and, like, keep the story going. And he comes running down to the ring and, like, gets in the face of one of these guys. And, like, looks like you're going to pop a hamstring, like, at any time. Like, so who wins that match in your – it's got to be Seth Rollins, right? Ooh.
I think it should be Seth Rollins, but I think it's really hard for them not to stick with Roman Reigns. Yeah. Like, he's kind of their guy. He lost the title last year. I think you're going to rebuild that. I personally would like to see it be Seth Rollins. I think he's actually earned this in a storyline way. And also, like, from the fans' perspective, like, those other guys really, they're not on TV all the time. Seth Rollins is a consistent member. One last thing I'll just quickly note on your CM Punk noticing that. I think he's genuinely nervous he's going to get hurt because he's finally in the main event. So I wonder if he's actually, like, taking a lot of precaution in the things he has done over these last few weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Real quick, people were asking on the text line. It's a good point. Circling back to Charlotte Stratton, who does it make more sense to win this one? Tiffany's the champ. Charlotte's won a million times. They obviously have, it seems like, real-life bad blood. So what makes more sense? Who should win that?
It's got to be Tiffany. And the reason that is not just for the future. I could see them going flair for as they call it, the Heath and, like, the crowd. But I think where John Cena's probably going to win at night to potentially Roman Reigns. Like, none of those guys are really bad guys in the main event. But, like, Roman Reigns, I don't think people would be extremely excited for him to win. So they have to have these moments where, like, the faces, the quote-unquote good guys win. I think she wins. I think in the other, there's another triple threat, and it's a women's title match. Bianca Belair is one of their biggest faces of the company as well. I think she wins. So I think you have to find those spots. You also get AJ Styles versus Logan Paul, which maybe for the Jones of the world, who doesn't like to see a Paul lose? I think that's one as well where I think, like, AJ Styles, this veteran who is one of the best in-ring performers over the last 20 years, they're going to have an incredible match. It's going to be a spectacle. I think you have to find those babyface wins.
Mm-hmm. So give us, and we said this is a WrestleMania preview, like give us some, and I know you're dabbling in it right now, but give us some of your best predictions, things you, you're tuning in to watch, things you think are going to happen this weekend at WrestleMania.
Okay, so the John Cena is going to beat Cody Rhodes.
All right.
I just think the beginning of that match after the entrance, that is something you're going to want to watch. I kind of glossed over that women's triple threat. You got Io Sky as a champion. You got Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. I think that's going to kick off night two. That's going to be a spectacle. That's an incredible thing to watch. I think you should put your, you know, we'll put a stack on Bianca Belair there.
A couple hands on Belair?
You know, where can I do that? I got to know a guy, right? Yeah. I got to, like, know a guy.
There's a workaround.
Technically, there's, like, you can do, like, prop Betty stuff, I believe, with some of the main books. I don't think in Massachusetts you can do it, but you can have some fun with it for free. It's even better.
Yeah, right.
I will be having a ham at my house if you do need a couple hams. I got a sickie. You also have, I mentioned the Tiffany Stratton, Charlotte Flair. That match is going to be something that's going to be a true spectacle. You also have Jade Cargill, who is like superheroes get molded after her, not her after superheroes. If you ever give a look, as Keith knows, that dude,
Brandon Phillips' wife,
former Red Sox great.
Oh, Brandon Phillips' wife is jacked.
Yeah.
Give that
And then the one last thing, kind of one of the ideas.
I got a lot of these.
I'm banging right now. Yeah.
A lot of research. Yep. And the last one I would just say is you have Gunther, who's kind of a throwback wrestler, like a true heel, foreign, like has this mean look to him. He's going up against Jey Uso, who's been entangled with this storyline over the last few years with Roman Reigns. He's now like out of that. They're trying to go with this whole Yeetle-mania, kind of after Beatle-mania, playing off of WrestleMania. But it's going to be a spectacle to see him. I think that's going to kick off night one, and to watch him finally probably get his first WWE championship is going to be something to watch as well. And even if you do not care, watching that entrance, watching him come out, watching the crowd in Las Vegas, that's a whole nother part of it. It's in Las Vegas. Everything is better in Vegas.
Yeah, I love that whole spectacle of it. The other thing, though, it seems like, so this is, Vince McMahon has nothing to do with this card, right? It's got to be one of the first ones that he really has zero to do with it. And what jumps out to me, just looking at the two nights and the matches, there's no Snooki from Jersey Shore or Johnny Knoxville from Jack, which I actually kind of enjoyed the Johnny Knoxville match.
One of the best.
That was actually really fun. But like, there's usually like specifically people like Jones who don't watch. Here's an actor or a celebrity. And I guess Travis Scott's going to be involved, but like, usually there's somebody like in a match. Is that like clearly a sign that, all right, Vince McMahon is no longer doing this stuff?
I would say yes. They still have, like I mentioned, Logan Paul, but he's like,
yeah, but he's a real wrestler. Like, though.
So there's no like gimmick to that. There's over the weekend, it's only going to be in Vegas, but Tony Hinchcliffe is doing like a roast of WrestleMania. They still have a lot of like celebrity involvement. He'll probably be there. You'll probably see a lot of celebrities in the crowd. They've been really taking a lot of UFC names as well. So you're going to see that stuff, but no, there's no involvement in that way. Could I see them doing something where like Snoop Dogg comes out and does something? Sure. But I don't think they're not wrestling. They're not going to take up more time than the actual wrestlers. They'll still have their moments so that you can clip it and put it on a Instagram rail for the 60 seconds.
All right. Very good. Oh, last thing from me. Any surprises, you know, some of the people that weren't on the card or anybody coming back from injury? I know that's usually more like a Rumble thing or a night after WrestleMania. So if you want to include that like on Raw coming up on Monday, but any kind of surprises you want to predict?
It's tough. Randy Orton was supposed to face Kevin Owens, who has a serious neck injury. He's been wrestling for a very long time, kind of a modern-day Mick Foley. But he is on the card. We don't know who he's facing. There might be an announcement tonight during, like I said, a three-hour SmackDown or a two-hour Hall of Fame after that, or the 4 hours of WrestleMania preview, and then into a four-hour event. There's also an NXT pay-per-view that's 3 hours tomorrow,
yeah, why not?
Then 7 hours on Sunday.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't see any, whether it's going to be someone from outside the company, there's a name that was really big 10 years ago. His name's Rusev. He's returning to the company soon. Potentially you could see him. Aleister Black, I think, Keith, when you were kind of a little more into it, he's coming back. He's on his road back. So there's potential there. No massive names. I don't think there's going to be, I don't think this WrestleMania, I think it has enough here that you're not going to get anything massive with like a huge return until come Monday night on the Netflix Raw.
All right. Okay, Rossi, good stuff. This is a good sell job.
Hold
to
on.
Get
before,
me to,
before
to,
I go, though,
to get me to
go.
Tune in. What?
Yeah.
Jonesy, you're going to watch
okay
something.
It's on Netflix,
you
right?
Just,
Peacock.
It's on Peacock.
Why'd you say Netflix earlier?
No, Raw's on Netflix.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, Peacock.
They got their hands all over the place.
I got Peacock.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just give it 10 minutes. That's all I ask. Just give it 10 minutes.
I will watch. I will report back on Monday. Rossi, good sell job.
Thank you, Rossi.
You can check out his wrestling thoughts. Yeah. Jason D. Rossi?
Yeah, I think he's kind of off Twitter.
Oh, no?
Are you still tweeting, Ross?
Yeah, I'm just a human being at this point, guys.
Our show tweeted it out. You can't just be giving us some WrestleMania thoughts. He's just off the grid.
He's off the E.
If you want me to give a WrestleMania thought just for you, I will do it for you.
I would like one.
All right, you got one, and you watch one match, and it'll probably be that Tiffany Stratton match. And
perfect.
We'll
the Rhea Ripley match.
Thank you, Jason. Okay. Good stuff. I think I've been sold on some of these. Now, Twitch chat was very, very active. They all woke up in the middle of that, and they started to recommend wrestlers to Bing.
You can Bing a lot of
different wrestlers. So who was the one you just said, Rhea Ripley?
So Rhea Ripley's, what's that, on McAfee right now? Yeah.
Yeah, what? So
she's very good.
I mean, some criticism here and there. I mean, it's polarizing. I'm not the biggest wrestling guy, as I said. Yeah. I'll tune in this weekend. I've been sold. But text line, why are you talking wrestling? This and that. I mean,
why not?
McAfee has spent, we're just watching it on mute. His whole show.
Oh my God.
It's the whole thing.
More entertaining than the Masters.
Yeah. Well,
agreed.
I mean, that I won't go that far. And I'll just use simple math to trump that. This is 2 days. Masters is four.
Yeah.
So if you just want to use the Rossi math there, I'll stick to it.
4 days of naps, though. Well, not actively watching.
There's a lot of snoozing.
I'm going to do a lot of snoozing during this mania.
There's a lot of napping going on. But the whole McAfee show is from there. It's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be good for wrestling, right? I mean, I understand it's a promotional.
And
thing,
he'll probably
be
on the call for it, too. Like, he does, I don't know if he does a full year worth of it, but I think he does a lot of pay-per-views. He's been doing Raw, like, sort of like the build-up to it.
Okay.
He's been a perfect connection to the wrestling and, like, the younger
audience. In sports world.
Yeah,
for sure.
The
same way they bring, like, McAfee in is why they bring in Jake Paul. And, you know what I mean? They know how to get the younger audience.
McAfee, Rossi. I mean, these are how you get people to tune in for
hand
it.
In hand.
But anyway, Alexa Bliss, I've been doing show prep on.
Alexa Bliss, who's not on the card. People are wondering what's going on.
She was removed. I actually did that as part of my show prep. That was mainly my show prep.
Yeah,
on
give
Alexa
her.
Bliss.
Yeah, I'm sure all these ladies are on Instagram as well.
Bianca Belair.
Yep,
I've been. So good job by the Twitch chat there. I've been doing my show prep.
Very good.
So we have more to get to with your phone call. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. Billy Lanny with all the latest and trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
One, two. Grab Bags
come for you. Three, four, and lock your door.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Well, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI on WrestleMania Eve. Thanks once again to Jason Rossi for joining us for a WrestleMania 41 breakdown.
Right. Is WrestleMania the Super Bowl of wrestling, or is the Super Bowl the WrestleMania of football?
I think it's that second.
Yeah, part. I mean,
the more I think about it.
It's an interesting way of thinking about it.
They've been going on almost as long, and the Super Bowl is just one day. One game, one day. Mm. WrestleMania, 13 matches over two nights. Filling up a stadium twice. Not once, twice.
That's a good point.
Wasn't the Super Bowl just in Vegas?
Super Bowl.
Or was that last year or the year before? No, last. No.
Last year was New Orleans. Yeah, you're right. I don't recall.
Anyway, Celtics open up the playoffs on Sunday, game one against the Orlando Magic. Real quick, around the room, show predictions for the series. I'm going to take Celtics in four.
Yeah.
This is a sweep.
If I could do fewer than four, I would. But yeah, Celtics sweep. Billy?
I'll go five. Gentlemen sweep.
Sure. Gentlemen sweep.
Very Nick? Kind.
Also went five.
That's okay. What Terp went as well.
Terp went five.
They dropped those random ones they shouldn't
honestly,
have
you guys
year.
Don't respect the Celtics like me and Keith.
You guys are down on the
Celtics. You guys are kind of down on the Celtics.
Got them losing the game.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Well, you kind of hate them.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Going to give it away. Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Sure. Red Sox and White Sox tonight, first of a four-game series from Fenway Park. You got your guy Dobbins on the hill tonight, Jones. You excited about that?
No, not particularly.
No?
I don't get – Crochet needs another day. I mean, I guess you don't want to run the guy into the ground. I get that.
Well, yeah.
But they
– pitch tomorrow.
I know, but they just had an off day. We need a Hunter Dobbins
it's
start.
It's early.
I know, but I want them to come out and crush the White Sox. It's what I want them to do. I mean, Hunter Dobbins was pretty good in his first start.
They score more than two runs.
I don't know.
In the White Sox.
Is Bregman playing? Do we know? Is Bregman in the lineup? Yes or no? Dad strength in there? We still don't know yet. Okay.
Well, yeah, the lineup will be out probably around 3 o'clock, I would say.
Okay.
The Red Sox in their series in the south side of Chicago scored... What was it? Six runs total?
Yeah, probably under two.
Yeah.
Probably that's the number.
It's probably not going to be.
But no, they got at least okay. Three in this series is what they got to do.
All right.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your...
Grab back.
That's probably fine.
Yeah, that's good.
I think.
what would be no good about that?
All right, play-in games tonight, Jones. We got the NBA returns for the Battle of the 8 seed. Heat Hawks at 7 o'clock. Mavericks Grizzlies at 9:30. You in on this? You gonna watch any of this?
Well, no, I'll probably watch some of it. I mean, yeah. I'm sure I'll plunk down some bets on it. I got the Heat in the Atlanta game. I'm less confident in the Grizzlies on the other side. Last I checked, I thought Morant was going to attempt to play, but I don't think that was a done deal.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, what a fall for Memphis as of, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, the day we were at Polar Park and talking to our guy, Marcelo Meyer. That's the day they fired Taylor Jenkins, I think, or maybe the day before. They crashed and burned from like the 4 or 5 seed in the West to maybe not even making the actual playoffs.
Yeah.
If they lose to the Mavs tonight, I mean, that is a wild, wild fall. Is that where it ends?
Four basketball games tomorrow in the NBA playoffs.
Was that like gentleman actually playing? What was that?
Did I even hear a grab bag in
there? Honestly, it's hard to say. We get a lot of these. We send a lot of them in.
I kind of let Nick filter some of them. I just said, I just passed.
Wow, he's putting, he's really,
not blaming Nick.
He's dropping that at your
door. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I'm not, dropping the door right at your doorstep, Nick.
I'm not doing that.
There were all of them that were sent in today made the cut.
All right, Rich. Here we go.
It's the license plate on that bus.
Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
That one was about a minute and a half, so I did cut it.
Nick, that was a minute and a half?
Yeah, it was.
I need to hear the director's cut of that, actually. I'll in the next break. I want to hear that.
Release the tapes.
Yeah. Abra, abra, cadabra.
I mean, sentiment. Keith at WEEI.com.
Please.
Don't be shy.
Oh, after that.
You know, have yourself a good time.
Yeah.
Get him in there. Bucks Pacers start the playoff action tomorrow at 1 o'clock, followed by Clippers Nuggets, Pistons Knicks, and then T-Wolves Lakers. Jones, if you could only watch one of those games, which game would it be?
Ooh. This is the Saturday schedule? Is
Saturday
that what you
just laid out? I just ripped through all four Saturday games.
Hang on. Let me look at them again.
I'm going to pin you down.
I think the Clippers and the Nuggets. I am picking the Clippers in that series. I think that's the best series. I mean, I think the Pistons are going to knock off the Knicks. Lakers and Wolves are interesting. I think I'd go Clippers over the Nuggets, though.
So I got to watch 12 hours of basketball and 7 hours of wrestling each night. Each day and night.
I got to figure out a way to carve out 10 minutes to watch. I promised Rossi I'd watch 10
there.
Minutes.
You'll
so I
got
to figure that out.
Watch Tiffy Time versus Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, that's what I got to do.
That 10 minutes is going to fly by.
Grab bag.
Tre'Davious White going back to the Buffalo Bills on a 1-year deal.
Yeah, did he do anything with the Rams last year? I don't think so, but no. I guess he's back in the division.
He's back.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? I'll tell you what. Yesterday, he basically did an entire podcast with McAfee. He had a lot to say about a lot of things, but the answer is yes.
He's still out there.
He is still a free agent. However, let me ask you this.
Yeah?
After listening, whether you listened to all of it or just read some of the headlines of it and his whole story about Aaron Glenn and the Jets and flying cross country and paying for his own
thing. Oh, my
God.
Was Wiggy ever hung up on that today?
They did talk about that a little bit. But after all of that stuff, do you think he plays this year?
I think the smoking gun for me is him bringing up $10 million. He's like, I don't even want a lot of money. I'd play for $10 million. So he's like, he's begging for $10 million, and at some point somebody will give it to him. I don't sense that he wants to retire. I think he's just holding out for at least $10 million.
Yeah, seems
I don't think that was a random number. He's like, if somebody gives me $10 million, I will play for you.
Yeah.
So I think he plays.
Is that what Cutler got to come out of retirement that 1 year for the Dolphins? It was like 8 or 10.
I think it was that much for Jay Cutler
to come out of the booth. Remember, because he took the job at Fox.
Yeah,
he never did a game.
When did he do that? Like week two, or was that in training
camp?
No,
I think he was there for the whole year. But he had like signed with Fox and then never got back.
Wandering from the nightly show, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
grab bag.
It was $10 million for Jay Cutler.
$10 million. What a memory that I have.
Good job.
Can you believe that? Real nice. How about the top baseball performer from last night? Let's go with Corbin Carroll, who had 3 stolen bases.
Nice.
Three swipes.
I think he only had one going into that game. Yeah, he's hitting a lot of bombs. Yeah.
Scored a couple of runs.
Plus 175 today, but the steals were good. Yeah.
He had a ribeye steak as well. Randy Arozarena, 2-for-4 with a dong.
I bet him the night
3
before.
3 RBI. You had that?
No. I said I bet him the night before to hit one. Yeah.
Brent Rooker.
Nice.
Another dong for him as well. On the pitching side of things, Christopher Sanchez, Philadelphia, 7 innings, 2 runs, 12 Ks.
Nice.
And Andrew Heaney, 7 1/3, scoreless. For Pittsburgh.
12 strikeouts for Sanchez. I think you got to lean that way in a win over the Giants.
Yeah, all right. I would agree with that. Let's get to something else.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with a Chicago White Sox.
I can't imagine there's any left. We just did this. We just guessed them all. Yeah.
Are you ready for this, though? Over his 11-year Major League Baseball career, he played for the White Sox, Brewers, Mariners, Royals, Rockies, Red Sox, Dodgers.
Okay.
Outfielder.
Okay.
He had a runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting. Also was a one-time All-Star and finished as high as 12th in the MVP.
Gonna need some years.
Broke into the majors in 2001-02, but his full rookie season was 2003. Last game played was in 2012.
What year in Boston?
2012, as it turns out. 2012 with Boston. Now, if I give one stat
out, I'm going to need some stats. Yeah, give
me
some stats.
In 2004,
okay,
when he was on my fantasy team, he had 70 steals.
Oh, Scott Vesendick.
He got it.
Okay. Yeah, if it's a guy ripping
dude
around the bag,
steal.
Okay.
He would steal a bag.
Wow. So some of those teams, I don't remember Vesendick on. I do remember him on Boston. Actually, now that we say this, I remember him with the Royals and White Sox, and I guess the Red Sox. Now that you say it, I didn't realize he played for that many teams.
Sox. I didn't realize it was that long ago. He was
with
Boston.
Yeah. No. Yeah, right. 13 years ago.
Scotty Pods was ripping bags. Yeah.
So he, that year in Milwaukee was 04, he had 70 steals. Then he went to Chicago and he was an all-star, had 59 steals and won the World Series with the White Sox.
Nice. He was a commodity in the steal saves league. Like you wanted shares of Scotty Pods.
309 career steals.
Nice.
It's a lot of swipes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the Red Sox, he played in 63 games, hit 302 and only stole 8 bags, but he was 36 years old at that point.
I would agree with the. I'm happy the Twitch chat is recognizing my
That's
my,
2 good weeks.
My expertise, Dark and Stormy Nights.
Was it Marquise Grissom?
Jones crushing the. Marquise Grissom, I got exceptionally. I can't imagine anybody beat me to Marquise Grissom. It's possible I was beat to Scotty Pop.
You're just good at steal guys.
I'm hearing 70 steals.
I got to get rid of the steal guys. You only know the steal guys.
Is that what it is? But yeah. You asked me straight up how many
that's
for Marquise
70 steal guys.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that though. You asked me Marquise Grissom topped out at. I'm like 42.
Tomorrow's gonna be Tim Rock Reigns.
Oh man,
Jones and steals is Keith and wide receivers.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe.
Keith and Wags.
Oh, Keith and Wags.
Yeah, oh, Wags. Yeah, I got Wags. Yeah, Wags are down.
That's true. Steals, I know them.
The thing in the wrestling business is they all just date each other. So it's easy to know who's
you know
going
what?
Out with
him. When I was doing my show prep, this was all like very on the level show prep. I mean, the Twitch chat was doing a good job alerting me to some of these female
Seth
wrestlers.
Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Yeah, and I just they tend to be in relationships with
wrestlers.
Well,
makes sense cuz they travel
on the road.
They travel like 300 days a year. They're both in they're in incredible shape.
Yeah.
Leaving nothing to the imagination. Scantily clad.
That is
a lot
point.
Of working out.
All the testosterone.
Oh, my God.
It's a very good point.
To the gills.
So there you go. That is the random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. They're live at Fenway Park today. I am told there is no Fitzy, which means you got Hart, you got Ted, you got Ball. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on this good Friday. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it had to do with our four-pack of questions.
Last question, with Sinners in theaters now, what is the best vampire movie of all time?
A lot of good choices.
Well, if it was a show, it's very, very simple. Vampire Diaries, followed by the originals. I mean, for a show, that's very easy.
Originals
True
Blood, if you're doing shows.
I don't like True
Blood. You didn't like True Blood?
I didn't like True Blood.
What?
Not my kind of vampire show.
Oh, too sexy?
Yeah, too sexy.
Too sexy.
I like a little, you know, I like something for the mind.
PG.
Billy suggested today, what, Billy?
Hotel Transylvania.
Okay.
The Hotel Transylvania films that I've been
I'm not going to argue.
I've been alerted to the fact that Adam Sandler is not even in the fourth one.
No.
Hotel Transylvania, my kid was watching it last night. Those are excellent. So give me the Hotel Transylvania series.
No, the correct answer would be a Swedish film called Let the Right One In. It is
Swedish?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now they remade
better
it.
Better than Hotel Transylvania.
Subtitles?
Three. Yeah. Better. Yes.
It sounds like a Stiz
subtitles?
Reading.
I'm sorry, guys. You don't know how to read? You can't read?
I know how. I'm not watching a movie.
All right,
to read.
So they remade.
Well. Yeah, I don't know that I was officially sold on that as the greatest vampire film of all time.
I don't want to give too much away. I think those who know, movie knowers know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, ball knowers. They know that this is
I have to constantly rewind so I can see what I missed when I was reading.
What was that? What was that there? I mean, unless you know Swedish, Bill, I could be maybe.
I don't know. I haven't cracked that code yet. Might just take one good bump on the head, and I know it.
That's a good point. That happens in some movies, too.
Classic point. That's something that you've seen. It's very rare, but when it happens, it does click in sometimes.
I'm super intelligent. Yeah. No, there's a lot of good choices out there. Also, I've completely flipped on subtitles. I've told you this. I have subtitles on like almost all the time in the house.
I hate my sister-in-law does that. I can't stand. She comes over and screws with our TV. I can't stand it.
I have them on all the time. And now
wait. She screws with your TV at your house?
Yeah. Well, if she stays, she'll be watching something.
I wouldn't go to somebody else's house.
Hide the remote on her.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that somewhere else.
Really?
No, but like
if you're a subtitles guy, if you're staying somewhere, I don't know, a friend's house, your family's house or something like that around the holidays or whatever, you're going to your in-laws, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to screw around with the subtitles and pop some subtitles on?
No. Or I'm not going to go there and touch somebody else's house's TV like that.
Yeah, well, was she staying in that room or did you have a bedroom for her?
No, I'm saying if she was up after us in the living room watching and she'll
TV
like,
down, yeah, words on, I guess.
Exactly, yeah.
See, it started with you put the kid to bed and you don't want to like crank the TV in the family room, but you still want to know what's going on, so you would just have it on and then it would just sort of stay on and some of those channels would just stay on. Or if you're watching a show with crazy accents, sometimes that helps.
I'm a dubbed guy. I'm so anti subtitles. I'm a dub guy.
I try Squid
and
Game.
That really, really at
dub
certain
sticks.
Points really fails, but I still do it versus subtitles.
When I first put Squid Game on like years ago,
you dubbed it?
No, it like defaulted to dub. I'm like, what? I can't watch. Like, what the hell is this? And then I switched it to the subtitles, and it was.
That's what I heard about that too. That like if you're gonna watch Squid Games, just use the subtitles.
Subtitles, 100%.
Now, if you want to watch a sexy show where the dubs don't work, the old Money Heist out of Spain. Yeah.
Money heist. So you do watch subtitle stuff.
No, I mean, I watch it dubbed is what I just
said.
Oh,
you watch it dubbed, sorry.
I watch it dubbed. None of it lines up.
It's the same voice actor for every character.
It's just, you're like, the emotion does not quite match what's going on in this scene.
Like, I don't think this makes any sense.
They should be. These two should definitely be breathing heavier than they are. They are not. So there you go. Yeah, no.
That's good stuff.
I'm a dubbed guy. So if I watch this film, I'll watch it dubbed.
That says a lot about you.
I don't care for the tone, quite frankly.
That should be your Twitter bio. I watch foreign movies dubbed.
That's not bad, actually.
No, it's like a good descriptor.
Okay, so there you go. That is the clip du jour each and every day on Jones and Keefe. No crossover with afternoons today. They're live at Fenway Park, but if there were, it would be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You're running out of time, but if you're looking for the perfect Easter basket treat, 99 Restaurant gift cards are the way to do it. And for every $25 you purchase, you'll receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the Nines. Everybody have a great weekend. We're back on Tuesday.
Yeah, for us, a great long weekend. I think for some, a great long weekend.
Make sure you tune in on Monday. You're gonna need
that Monday to recover from Mania.
Well, that's true.
Great point, Bill. It's
two
a lot
days,
of hours of wrestling.
48 hours-ish
of
true, wrestling.
Jones. You can catch up on Monday.
That is a good point. I can. I also have the Monday.
Or
to
are
catch
you
up.
Running?
I will not.
Are you
be
running on Monday?
No. I'm gonna be.
Billy or Nick, are you guys running on the marathon?
I'm gonna be shoving my face
here.
Okay.
At the Capitol Grill, I'll be shoving my face that day. Make sure you tune into the Red Sox on Monday. Make sure you stay tuned rather to WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered. 617-779-7937. You got heart. You got Ted. You got ball. We'll talk to you on Monday. Scratch that Tuesday.
Oh Jesus.
What year?
You just said Tuesday.
Whatever. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you 7 days from now.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.